My name is Naomi Miller, and the topic of my research-based essay is over the movement Black Lives Matter. I chose this topic because this is one of the many things that I'm passionate about, and it sticks out to me the most. Anything that has to do with lifting Black people up, I am all for it. And I was inspired by this topic because of the two recent killings that happened. The one of the 25-year-old man who was jogging in his neighborhood and was chased down. They assumed that the man were responsible for break-ins in their neighborhood, and he wasn't. So they took matters into their own hands and they decided to shoot and kill him. This happened back in February, but they're just now making arrests because a video came up. But if a video would not have came up, then this just would have been forgotten about. And then another one was Sean Reed, who streamed everything that happened to him on his Facebook Live. He was involved in a police chase, and then he got out and decided to run on feet. The officers then tased him and shot him 10 to 15 times. And on the live, you can hear a detective making a joke saying, "I think it's going to be a closed casket." Although he did run from the police, that did not give them the reason to shoot him 10 to 15 times. Because if it was a white man running away from the police, they would not have tased him and shot him 10 to 15 times. I'm hoping from this is that y'all can see that our country is set up wrong and our justice system is set up wrong. This TED Talk is directed to everybody, but I really want people in the African American community to really understand this, and especially the ones who don't really pay attention to stuff like this, to let them know that this stuff is real. Black Lives Matter is a movement started by Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tamidi. The Black Lives Matter Global Network is a chapter-based, member-led organization whose mission is to build power and to stop violence given to Black communities by the state. For years and years, there have been countless acts of violence against unarmed African Americans, and for years and years, they have been getting away with it with just a slap on the wrist. Terrence Crutcher was unarmed. He was standing by his car and his hands up before Betty Shelby fatally shot him. Philando Castile was in the car with his girlfriend when Geronimo Yanez pulled him over for a broken taillight. Castile informed him that he had a gun in his car and that he was a licensed carrier. Yanez then shot him twice in the heart. Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old boy, was outside playing with a BB gun. Timothy Lohman said he had no choice but to shoot and kill Tamir. Laquan McDonald was running away from Officer Jason Van Dyke, who fired 16 shots at him. The officer continued to shoot McDonald as he fell to the ground. Michael Brown Jr. was shot and killed by Officer Darren Wilson. Wilson believed that Michael had a weapon, but he was unarmed. Erica Garner was wrestled to the ground by multiple officers saying the words, "I can't breathe." Those are just a handful of names. The list goes on and on and on. We are tired of being hashtags. We should not end up dead after a jog. We should not end up dead from sitting in the comfort of our own home. We should not end up dead for asking help on the side of the road. We should not end up dead for playing music in our garage. We should not end up dead for selling CDs. We should not end up dead for having a hairbrush. We should not end up dead for doing things that normal human beings do. This is why we protest and fight so vigorously. The Black Lives Matter movement is powerful because they commit to healing themselves and other people. They acknowledge and respect differences. They build a safe space for all Black people to come and be themselves, not just some. Not only do they inform others about justice, but they practice it as well. I want this country to start holding the people of these crimes accountable. This is an ongoing cycle that they aren't doing anything about. If they continue to let these people off so easily, they'll keep doing it. They feel entitled enough to decide who gets to live and die because this country has given them the privilege. And it is up to us to break the cycle. We are losing the next generation of Black men, and the murderers are often able to walk freely with no consequences given to them. Family members are losing brothers, fathers, sons, aunts, uncles, sisters, cousins, etc. And these families are not receiving justice for the pain they will feel forever when they think about their loved one who is no longer with them. Not only that, it also makes us other African Americans feel unsafe. They feel like they could be the next victim. They feel as if they are being hunted down. It is forcing African American families to teach their children at young ages that they shouldn't wear hoods at night, or they have to look and talk a certain way so they won't have a target on their back. Teaching us that we can't act a certain way will only get us so far. It'll only help us so much, because at the end of the day, we will always be looked at differently just because of the color of our skin. And this shouldn't be the case at all. African Americans should be able to walk outside and not be like they might never come home or be pulled over, and not have the thought of possibly being killed by the officer pulling them over. We fear for our lives. We fear to ask police officers for help when they're supposed to be there to help us. We should not have to worry about being able to make it to the next day. This isn't fair, and this isn't right. We are also human beings, and we are asking for the bare minimum. We are asking for something that should already be handed to us. But because we are brown, we don't get that. We don't get the same rights, and we don't get the same opportunities, and we don't get the same love. And the people who do this to us gets away with it because it's systematic. It's systematic racism, and they get away with it. And we should not stand for this any longer. We have to raise kids in this society. We have to live in this society. It is tiring. It is tiring saying the same thing over and over and over again. It doesn't make any sense that we have to deal with this. We should not have to ask for this. But all we want is justice. The families that lost their loved ones should not have to wake up every day knowing that they aren't with them anymore. They should be with them right now, still making precious memories with them and enjoying life together. Mothers and fathers shouldn't have to bury their own children at young ages due to their child being shot by a cop because he was stereotyped and chased down. All we want is justice for them, and we want those who have committed these things and arrested and relieved from their jobs. This cycle has to end. This has to stop. I can't say this is getting ridiculous because this has been ridiculous. It's time for change. and we need it now.